Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Fox 9 News anchor Kelsey Carlson. She is joining us here courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I wanted to start tonight's conversation with, I need full transparency from Kelsey tonight on this show. She always gives this to me, but I'm going to ask a specific question tonight. Is just because you're, like, the visibility for you is you can't get any more visible than being an anchor on television news. So with that, there has to be a lot of clothing that you have to have, right? Like apparel, because you're always changing. So is Kelsey Carlson, like, how many different outfits does Kelsey Carlson have? Like, do you have an expansive, room with clothes? Or, I mean, like, is it like you got multiple racks for shoes? You got so many different things for dresses and all. Like, what does that look like in your house?
I'm not that organized. I wish I was, but shoes, unfortunately, are more like a pile. I have a little rack that they're supposed to go on. They don't always make it there, so they're just kind of in a pile. But I don't know how many pieces of clothing I have, because I'll get rid of stuff and bring new things in. And I just try to have, I think the... I do wear things over and over again, but I try not to make my clothes very memorable so that it's not too obvious. You know, if you wear a bright green suit, that's going to be memorable. So I wear a lot of earth tones and navy and, you know, things like that, so that it's just kind of like, okay, you know, it's just a dress.
All right, so this is the reason why I brought it up, okay? And I love that answer. Fully transparent answer is because, well, look, we're both in media, but the dynamics are different because you're on television for the world to see every night. People hear me every night, but they can't see me. So,
yeah.
So with my situation, it's like this, Kelsey. So there are the clothes that are on the hanger and the shoes that are put up. Then there's the clothes that I have that are brand new, that are in the bag, that have the tags on them that I still have not gotten to yet. And then there's the pile, because I'm the, you know, the guy, right, that just has stuff in a pile. Then there's the clothes that I'm always wearing. And in radio, I tend to wear the same stuff the majority of the time. That's why if you see me take multiple pictures with people and you'll see it posted up on the podcast or have a guest in the studio, you might see me wearing an outfit that I wore the last couple of years. But then I've got all these clothes that I still have never broke out yet because I'm waiting for that special occasion or that special event or whatever. My point is, I need to go ahead and do a better job of putting all my stuff together collectively.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job. I think you always look nice, so don't be too hard on yourself here. I think everything looks great, Henry. I haven't noticed you wearing the same thing in a lot of pictures, so I think you got a lot of variety going on. But I agree. I don't feel like I'm very good with clothing. So casual clothing that I wear just around, you know, when I run errands and things like that, and on the weekend, because
you're a sharp dresser.
Oh, I don't know. Thanks. But it's a lot of, I just don't have a lot of bandwidth for that. So my casual clothes, I have a few things that I wear all the time because it goes into the laundry and then it's at the top of the laundry pile. And then, you know, I just forget about other stuff that I have.
Yeah.
Or I just have a hard time putting things together.
Yeah.
I think too, I went into a couple of stores last weekend just to try to find some casual clothes for fall. I've got a trip coming up and I went into like three stores and I couldn't think of anything that I could put together that would look right on me. You know, do you ever have those days when you like, go try to look for clothes and you think, oh, this will take 30 minutes?
Well, yeah.
For
me, that happens because I am a clearance and a sale shopper. Like, I'm not a person that's going and typically getting stuff full price. I like to peruse the clearance racks and find the good stuff at dirt cheap. So that's typically how I roll. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But I just couldn't, nothing looks right together. This combination doesn't look good. And I didn't buy anything.
So what did election night look like for you yesterday? Because I know when I was there earlier doing the podcast with Ahmad Hicks, the H&H podcast for Fox 9, when I was in there, I saw, who did I see? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking now. That does the Fox Day news.
All day.
Yep.
Amy Hocker.
Yeah, Amy Hocker. So I saw Amy there earlier yesterday, and I checked in, and I saw a couple other people there because everybody was in the room during the day, and me talking to Ahmad. But then last night when I got off from doing the radio show, and I turned on Fox 9, I saw Randy hosting by himself, and I didn't see you, and I was like, I wonder what the schedule was like for you on election night. So did you have to do a shift leading into Randy, or how did that work out for you?
Yes, I did the early shows, and then I was on from 9 to 10.
Oh, okay. Got you.
But you know what? We didn't have many results before 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But all the good stuff came in after 10.
Yeah.
So I was here. I must have just missed you because I came in pretty early yesterday as well.
Yeah, but, I left around 11:15.
Okay, I was in just a little bit later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a busy day around here. We tried to, it's that whole hurry up and wait. So there's only so much you can do before results are in.
Yeah.
But everybody tries to be in place and have everything ready to go so that as soon as we do have results, everybody can start just attacking the numbers because it tends to come in all at once.
Yes, and I was going to ask about that because we're talking to Fox 9 news anchor Kelsey Carlson here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. We know that late in the evening is when you get those results in. Do you think that the ranked choice voting kind of pushes things back a little bit more? Because earlier today was when we found out the actual results with regards to Mayor Jacob Fry.
Yeah, it slows things down quite a bit. If you don't have one candidate that has more than 50% after the first ballots are counted, it does slow it way down because sometimes it has to go to a second and then a third count. And it's a lot of shuffling. It's a hard system to explain, but if you see it in action, it makes sense. When those candidates who have no path to winning drop off, because a voter can put their first, second, and third choice on the ballot. So when those candidates who win like 10%, they have no path to winning, they drop off. The people who voted for those candidates as their first choice, then the person they put down as their second choice, those votes then go to that person who's still in the running and until somebody gets to 50%.
Yeah.
So it does take a while to do all that tabulation. And I don't know what system is better. I think it's interesting to talk to people, see what the pros are. Let's say you have two people who, the top two vote getters, nobody's over 50%, but you take those two top tier candidates. And in the old days, we'd do like a runoff election a couple of weeks later. And then that would determine who the winner is. But that takes time and resources, and it's more drawn out. And this way, you do get a winner.
Yep.
On election night. So, yeah.
We'll take it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Kelsey, what are some of the top headlines that you guys will be covering this evening on the Fox 9 News?
Well, we're still talking about the election results. So we're looking at the mayor's race in Minneapolis and St. Paul, also city council seats in Minneapolis and school board referendums. So we'll go back over those races again. You'll hear from some of the candidates. And then moving forward, what are their platforms? Because there was an upset in St. Paul with Kalee Herr beating Melvin Carter. So we'll be looking at that race today. And then just on the fun feature side, Maury Glover has a piece about Purple Rain, the musical, debuting in Minneapolis before it goes to Broadway.
Yep.
And we have a documentary airing tonight at 9:30, from 9:30 to 10, on the fate of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes. I talked to Joe Augustine about it on Monday.
Yeah. So that airs at 9:30 tonight. That is a story that is legendary in the Great Lakes states. I know when I worked in Michigan, people would tear up when they would hear the song about the Edmund Fitzgerald. And so the Edmund Fitzgerald was very special to people in the Detroit area. It was a very well-known ship, and the captain was well-known because he used to play music or something like that. But and then just Lake Superior being what it is, and it could be a treacherous and dangerous lake with storms, there have been a lot of shipwrecks up there. And so what happened to the Edmund Fitzgerald? There's no consensus on what happened and why it went down. So yeah, 50 years ago.
Well, it's a big deal with Purple Rain tonight when you have the Minnesota Timberwolves are in New York playing at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks. And Spike Lee is here in town for Purple Rain.
That's true.
That's a big deal.
We asked Maury if he'd talk to Spike, but when he left here after the meeting today, and it was kind of funny. Maury's a very funny guy, and he said, "Well, and as a matter of fact, I have talked to Spike Lee. It was a couple of years ago, but I have talked to him." So it is exciting to have the debut of that musical here, and then it goes to Broadway.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Well, Kelsey, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good night, guys.
All right, take care. That's Fox 9 News anchor Kelsey Carlson joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, we'll break. We'll come back. You know what time it is. It's time for headlines. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.